You know, sometimes diplomacy looks less like a meeting of equals and more like a desperate sales pitch. And that's exactly what happened when Pakistan's Prime Minister and Army Chief landed in Washington to meet Donald Trump. The drama started even before the talks. It is said that the Pakistani delegation was made to wait for 30 minutes before the meeting even began. They were not invited by Trump. It was the Pakistani side who wanted to engage with the Trump administration. But when the doors finally opened, Pakistan came prepared with a gift, a polished wooden box carrying something they thought it will catch Trump's eyes, rare earth minerals, not just any samples, but stones pulled from Pakistan's massive reserves, worth an estimated $6 trillion. Let me show you where these mineral reserves are. Pakistan's richest mineral belts are mainly in Balochistan. There is a huge copper, gold and rare earth deposits. Then Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. There you have antimony, gemstones, copper, lithium. Then Gilgit-Baltistan region. That place also has rare earth minerals, uranium traces, copper, gold. These three regions are called frontier regions. And the important thing to understand over here is that these regions are not naturally loyal to Islamabad. When British India was partitioned in 1947, Pakistan was stitched together from provinces that were not interested in joining Pakistan. Balochistan had princely states like Kalat, which initially declared independence, but was later forced to accede to Pakistan in 1948, leading to the first Baloch rebellion. Then Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, then it was called Northwest Frontier Province, had a referendum under very controversial circumstances. Many Pashtuns boycotted it since the only two options were India or Pakistan. No choice for an independent Pashtunistan. And then the Gilgit-Baltistan region, it was seized by tribal militias with support from Pakistan after partition. But locals never had a proper referendum. So historically speaking, these regions were never fully integrated by choice. They were bound by force, administrative deals, and later by the Pakistani military's grip. That is exactly why the Pakistani army is personally controlling rare earth projects through the Frontier Works Organization, FWO. They don't trust civilians or local governments because if any of these provinces break away in the future, Pakistan risks losing its $6 trillion mineral jackpot. That is why when the Pakistani army chief hands rare earth minerals directly to Trump, it's not just about foreign investment. It's about showing the world and the United States these resources are under army control, not local rebels, not civilians. If you want them, please come and deal with me. Now, why Pakistani army chief had to personally show it to Trump? First of all, who shows up at the White House with a wooden box full of rocks? It looked less like diplomacy and more like kids showing off their stone collections to friends. The photo itself looked like a scene from Alibaba 40 store. Anyhow, the reason Pakistani army chief had to personally show it to Trump is because simple, Pakistan is broke. Their economy has been gasping for air and they are betting big that minerals could be their ticket out of crisis. By putting the army front and center, they were saying, this is not just commerce, this is national survival. The meeting itself lasted about 90 minutes, with Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio all were present. Prime Minister Sharif tried hard to charm Trump, even calling him a man of peace. He thanked him for a recent tariff deal and pleaded for American investment in agriculture, IT, mining and energy. And Pakistan wasn't just talking. They already signed a $500 million deal with a Missouri-based company, US Strategic Metals, to build a refinery for gold, copper and tungsten and rare earth minerals. Another deal was inked with a Portuguese firm, Mota Engel Group, for construction projects. But here is where it gets interesting. Behind all this gifting and polite words, there are two big reasons Trump might actually care about Pakistan. The first reason is, Trump wants to revive the Abraham Accords. It is a peace deal between Israel and Muslim countries. After the Gaza War of 2023, those plans collapsed. Even in the recent 21 points Gaza peace plan, President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have publicly discussed their efforts to expand the Accords. For that, he needs countries like Saudi Arabia and yes, also Pakistan on board. The primary and most significant target remains Saudi Arabia. Normalizing relations with Saudi Arabia has long been a goal of both the United States and Israel, and the establishment of a Palestinian state is a strong condition from the Saudi side. When it comes to Pakistan, the only reason Pakistan is kept symbolically on board the Abraham Accords is simple. Nukes on one side, Pakistan has a habit of selling themselves for any deal, plus their tricky borders with China, Iran and Afghanistan. That is why Trump needs countries like Saudi Arabia and yes, Pakistan on board for reviving the Abraham Accord. And the second reason is Trump has not forgotten Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. I've made a video on it. Watch it. Everything is explained with maps. He has called it a mistake for the United States to give it up. Now he's not ready to put American troops back in Kabul, but he wants a foothold. And guess who also wants to hit back at the Taliban? Pakistan's Army General Asim Munir. Pakistan has been bleeding from Taliban-backed terror attacks, and Munir is looking for partners to fight back. So, in that White House room, a box full of rare earth minerals was just the glitter. The real talk was about power, security, and reshaping the region. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.